Welcome to our Lufthansa Technik Podcast. My guest today is Frank Martens. Frank is Senior Director Sales Aviatar at Lufthansa Technik. Our topic today is Aviatar, the future of tech ops. So welcome, Frank. How would you describe the current situation and the future of MRO in the aviation industry?
Hi, Uli. Yeah, thank you very much, first of all, for having me here. Great pleasure to be here. It's a good question. And I think that the current situation with COVID is challenging for the entire industry. I believe we have less demand since the aircrafts are parked and some good cost and price pressure. So on the other side, we all make a digital experience. And I think we see many customers asking for more digital activities. Furthermore, I would say that digitalization is the only game changer for tech ops in the next 10 years, since we have no new aircraft types coming on the marketplace. And what I can say is you have the new aircraft types sending more data, 50 times mm-hmm. as much as before. And I think that makes digital a very, let's call it, interesting topic, and maybe the only topic really to save cost and optimize your operation. Maybe another topic what I would like to mention is that we have new competition. Since the aircraft are sending more data, also the OEMs, the airframer, they are putting more digital topics in there and try to enter the aftermarket in the MRO industry as well.
And what would you describe? How does Lufthansa Technik face all these trends and challenges?
Well, one topic for our customers is to tell the airlines that it's important to respect 3 C's. 1 C is the control of your data, since the aircraft is sending more data, and you don't want to create any sort of monopolies or any sort of control by other players. You want to choose, and that's the second C, the choice, where you bring the data to, and also you want to compete with your data. You should decide and allow competition to whom you give the data to. In terms of digitalization, we created the Aviatar platform. It's a tech ops platform where, you have to think it's a website, so to say, where we have the focus on MRO, but we also support all airlines worldwide more efficiently in order to also save cost.
Sounds very promising. So in a few words, Frank, what exactly is Aviatar?
Yeah, the difficult topic now is to put it in a few words. but let's say we are open. That means we also allow OEMs on our platform, like a Honeywell, for example, who is offering the predictors on the Aviatar platform. We are also providing services to Airbus planes as well as to Boeing planes. That's what we call neutral. And the modular topic, you have several solutions trying to create value for our customers. Solutions like condition monitoring, prediction, reliability management. Should I tell a little bit more about the products, or should I leave it with that?
If you want, you can continue. But you were talking about modularity. Does that mean that I can just buy one or two modules, or do I have to buy all the modules of Aviatar?
Yeah, let me give you some examples there. I think you can buy one module and you can buy it all, so to say, as a suite. but the modules are also for different sort of users. As an example, the condition monitoring is focusing on the question, what happened to my fleet? If the plane is in the air and there is a fault being delivered to the ground, you can immediately react. And that is interesting for the troubleshooter. The troubleshooter is sitting in the maintenance control center and is now acting until the plane lands, and it might have an AOG that he's bringing the parts to the airport, to the destination, also the tooling and maybe also the right mechanics in order to switch the part once the aircraft lands in order to stay in operation. The game changer, we believe, is the prediction. Mm-hmm. So that is covering the question, what will happen in the future? And therefore, we would like to recommend immediately before the part fails what to do in the future in order to not let it fail. That has a couple of advantages. And that is more likely for the system engineer, not for the troubleshooter. Also, the troubleshooter can work with it. In reliability management, it's more like a question, how did we perform? And then in the future, it's not only monthly reporting, but daily steering, that you really can drill it down to a component reliability, I think also a sort of game changer. And other topics we are focusing on is the electronic logbook, from paper to digital, and also fuel efficiency. We would like to save fuel cost.
So you mentioned already the key user groups, the different ones you have. What are the key benefits, or do you really think about having a community, or is there already a community existing for Aviatar because they have some good key benefits?
I think we would like to let the customer talk, so to say, and everything we want to do is creating value for the customer, and you can cluster it in three topics, I would say. It's reducing operational incidents. That means less delays, less flight cancellations, but also a second topic, scheduled maintenance instead of unscheduled maintenance. So before the part fails, you want to know, and then you can have a scheduled logistics process. You can take out the part. And also, in my opinion, you can reduce asset costs like home bases or the pool. Reducing cost is the major topic why we do it. On the one hand side, MRO cost. If the part doesn't fail, you take it out in a serviceable condition. So maybe the MRO costs are less intense. Logistic cost, asset cost, I think is one good example. We even believe you can reduce fuel cost if you have an optimized plane in the air with good parts, and the cancellation costs are there. And last but not least, we believe it's also increasing process efficiency. So automation is also a part which we focus on, and also to bring the glue between our product divisions, a component contract, for example.
Okay. What makes Aviatar different from other platforms? Is there some comparison possible?
Yeah, I think the customer will have to compare which platform he uses. I don't say there is no coexistence possible, but a USP we have is the aircraft type independency, so Boeing and aircraft type. If we think of the OEMs, they normally have only one. We also have a seamless integration with the M&E tool. That is great. For example, Amos.
That's really great.
And Amos.
Hey, Amos, this is the question I was asked quite a few times, if you have an interface with Amos.
We have the perfect interface with Amos. We have a good relationship with Amos because it's also belonging to the Lufthansa Group. And we can read out of Amos and we can write it into Amos. So we have a really great seamless integration into Amos. And we are also acting with other Lufthansa modules in the flight ops world, like Netline and Lido. Having said that, I think one topic is important to me in terms of the USP. We are really customer-centric. And we also do have a community approach that the customer can really decide what we do next. It's so easy, but we have a feedback button in every solution we have, and we get 800 feedbacks a year for new feature requests, but also for bugs, if there is a bug.
That means the customer has the chance to give his input in optimizing the platform Aviatar. To continue the development.
Absolutely. Swiss is one of the first customers who said, we take Aviatar because we want to shape it. We have community conferences, and those the customer can decide and prioritize which product we build next, which feature we want to do next. I think that is a very good interaction with the customer. So if the customer doesn't see value and is not telling us what problems is the biggest problem for him, it would be unsatisfying. And I think that's an easy tool where we believe we get the greatest speed in order to solve the customer's problems.
So it's kind of win-win situation for both, for Aviatar as a platform, as well as for the customers. So it could also be that the customers push 100,000 times the button because they want the one or the other option to be as a new release. So, and you would have originally planned to do something different first. So then it's the choice of the customer to say, okay, we need this first.
Yeah, exactly. It's Let me classify it a little bit. If a customer reports a bug, that means maybe there's a mistake in the system. We immediately correct it.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Of course.
If the customer is requesting a feature for a new release, we have it on a quarterly basis that we come up with votings. And on the quarterly basis, we tell the customer what we do next. And 1 month ago, we had the last community meeting. And in that community meeting, we tried to do hydraulic first, but the customer voted a different way. So we are intending to do some other predictors first, which is, I think, great. And it's a very good interaction. Having said that, I think all customers of our community are participating in every community call, which is, from my perspective, it's brilliant. Yeah.
It's really brilliant.
Yeah.
You've been talking about data. Where does Aviatar get the data from?
Yeah, the data I have to structure a bit more. I would call it three sources. On the one hand side, we get the data from the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side, we get the data out of the M&E system, which we mentioned AMOS or TRAX. And then we get the data from the flight ops. Let me put it a little bit deeper. So full flight data come for predictors from the aircraft, as well as telex data. For example, via ARCAS and ZITA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's boring now, but for the airline, it's interesting. And I think for the data engineer as well. From the M&E system, you know, we get the MRO shop data, but also work orders and reliability data. And from the flight ops, I think it's important to get the flight schedule in order to know what is planned to react if you have a technical issue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of data coming from all sides. And that's exactly what Lufthansa Technik can do so good. We have that. We have the interfaces. We have the M&E system and the airline. And I think that makes Aviatar strong.
Do airlines have an option for sharing or protecting data for Aviatar?
Well, I think protecting the data for sure. I mean, we put a third of our budget we put into the security of the data. So I think that's a very big portion where we really look into the security of the data. In terms of sharing the data, they should share the data which we really need in order to let the modules and the solutions work for them. For me, it's important that it's clear in terms of the ownership of the data.
Mm-hmm.
It must be the case that the airlines have the opportunity to share the data, that they are able to share the data.
Yes.
I mentioned that before, and I can only say it also two times. They should be in charge of the data and not deliver it to other players where they don't get it out. And a good example would be my colleague Jan mentioned on a conference, you know, if you buy a new car, I think you also want to have the car key. And you need to have the data available and also decrypted data and not encrypted data. So you need to read the data, and we need to be able to read the data. I think that's an important topic in our industry today, and that's why it can also be mentioned twice.
Great. Can you mention a few customers who are already on the Aviatar platform? Is it possible?
Today, I can tell you we have about 35 customers with more than 3,000 aircraft on the Aviatar platform, which I'm some sort of proud of. We have our initial customers, Swiss and Wizz, also great customers, shaping the Aviatar, using it, and also developing with ourselves. And I think the topic I would like to also mention is it's not only the ultra-low-cost carrier, but it's also going for the legacy. And you just mentioned in the press, or we just saw in the press, that we announced Sichuan in China, but also United Airlines using the Aviatar on the A320 for condition monitoring, but also on the 737, we're creating predictors together. I think it's great. And if you split it a little bit into what do they use, then I would say you have on the one hand side the independent Aviatar, so using condition monitoring and so on. But on the other side, you also have combined offers. So many customers also use a combined component contract, a digital component contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to mention Evologic, who really looked for that. And we do see that in nearly every component contract asking for the innovative and the digital side together with predictors. I think it's now state of the art. The last years it was more the innovative part. Now I think it's reality.
So, Frank, thank you very much for sharing all the deep insights in terms of Aviatar from Lufthansa Technik. Very, very interesting. I think our listeners will benefit very much of it. So,
yeah, Uli, thank you very much for having me here. It's great. And it's difficult to do a podcast, to share the Aviatar via podcast. So stop by, have a look at the Aviatar and the real system. And every customer and everybody who's interested, please take the opportunity. I would like to show you the Aviatar and the live system. Thank you very much.